Hello, everybody. I want to tell you a little bit about why joint venturing can be so lucrative for you. And this is perfect if you're just starting out and you don't have a big mailing list, because when you're on all these internet forums and trying to get into internet marketing, you always hear about the value of the list. Well, when you're just starting, you just don't have a list. So I'm going to give you the method of approaching joint venture partners, people that have already blazed the trail before you, some with big lists, some with smaller lists, but at any rate, they're further ahead than you are. So the first thing I want to talk to you about with this is how valuable this can be to you. Literally, if you made this a priority, in I'd say the next 90 days, you could probably, if you did everything that I teach you in this little audio file, if you did it right, you could probably be in front of 1 million people that never heard of you before through your joint venture partners. And this is, and these aren't 1 million people like Facebook people that never heard of you and is just, you know, fleetingly hear about you. These are people that hear about you with a warm introduction from the list owner that they already trust. So this can really jumpstart your entire online business or offline business, really, if you played the online game but drove people offline. So that's the value of this. It can take you from zero to doing 100 miles an hour in a very short period of time. So that's why you really have to do this correctly. So the first thing I want to tell you about is finding partners. Where can you find these people? Well, if these people have a big mailing list, you can be darn sure that there's plenty of places online to sign up for this list. So the first thing you should do is get yourself a throwaway email address, because I can tell you all of the people that you might want to deal with are not going to work out for you. And many of them, once you get to know what they're about, you may not want to deal with them. Okay, so get yourself a throwaway email address. This would be a Gmail or a Hotmail or Yahoo or something like that. And sign up for their publication so you can get to know what they're about. Because if you just try to blast a broadcast email out to a bunch of list owners, it'll get deleted so fast your head will spin. It won't mean anything. You really have to play the game and approach these people on an individual basis and very carefully, as I'm going to outline in this audio. So get yourself this email address so that you can get on their list and start learning about what they talk about. What issues they bring up? What kind of attitude do they have about things? Some, like me, I'm kind of in your face, brash, but not to the point where it's obnoxious. Some people, there's people out there, make it a point of being obnoxious. That's part of their shtick. Other people are very low key. You need to know what their nature is. And you can learn that just by reading their publications, reading their blogs, reading their email newsletters, and so forth. Now, to find them in the first place, you probably, if you're just totally starting from zero and don't know any of the players in your field, you would just want to type in your topic area and type in plus email magazine or plus a blog, plus discussion forum. And you're going to go find, it'll immediately bring up people in your topic area that have lists or that have discussion boards or that have blogs or all of the above. And you have to start hanging out there and seeing the comments that other people make to them and really learning about them. One of the overriding principles here is you must be patient, because the people that have blazed the trail before you have people chasing them around day and night. I mean, at any one time, I have at least 19 or 20 people trying to make deals with me to promote their stuff. I couldn't possibly do all of it. So you must do the things that put yourself at the top of the heap, so that when someone like me is ready, wants to promote somebody else, you will be at the top of the list. All right, so you must be patient. You must do your homework. If you try to skip this step, the chances of success are very slim, unless you're a really hot babe, because I've seen several of them that have virtually no, nothing good to say, make it, get extra breaks, just because most of the people in the internet marketing field are guys, and, a really hot girl can get breaks that you can't if you're just a regular guy. So if you're a hot girl that's model material, well, you don't have to listen to this. You can play other games. But for most of us, we have to do it correctly. So to find them, start looking for their publications, their emails, their magazines, their blogs, their forums, and hang around and get to know them first. That's the absolute main thing. Now, when you identify some people that you think you would like to target, how do you get a hold of them? Because many of them, I mean, I'm one of the few that you can actually even get halfway close to. And even my folks at my phone number, which I have a phone number, many of the places, will, there's no way on earth you can call them. They hide from you. They don't want any, anybody calling them. Where we have a real business where that I operate, and we answer the phone. So, but still, the people screen very heavily because people are chasing me around all the time that really don't know how to play the game. They don't have a good offer. They haven't listened to an audio like I'm giving you right now to teach you how to approach a joint venture partner. And so they're totally a waste of time. So it's better that they get screened rather than me wasting time from my legitimate business and good partners than to waste time on them because they didn't do their homework. And the same thing will happen to you if you try to contact me or anybody else. If you don't play the game right, if you act like you're a novice that don't know what you're doing, nobody's going to deal with you, so you're totally wasting your time. Now, when you do finally find some partners that make sense, and you won't know that until I go through the rest of this audio of what makes sense and what makes sense to approach them with, I do need to tell you that you need to use multiple ways to try to reach them, not just email. Probably phone is not going to work because so many of them hide and won't speak on the phone. Fax, I don't even know if they have faxes anymore. I mean, we get our faxes through email actually now. Even snail mail is a legitimate way. Things that they're not used to seeing. I'll tell you one of the best methods, but you do have to be patient and invest in yourself, is to go to their events. Attend their live events. Many of them have live events, and meet them in person. That will go much further than trying to get emails through that don't even get to them, where they have other people reading them or they automatically get filtered. So going to live events and meeting them in person can be a good thing. However, again, you must be patient. And the fact that I tell you to go to a live event doesn't mean that they're going to have time for you. If they're running a live event, it's a busy, busy, busy deal. So you can't be obnoxious about it and force your way in, or again, you'll shoot yourself in the foot. But attending a live event and being there when you get your chance, it puts you way ahead of the pack. I just want to warn you, you may not get your chance at a live event. So don't complain to me if you spent $1,000 for hotel and airfare and went to an event. At least you got something out of the event, I hope. But this will put you a lot further ahead. I can't tell you the number of deals that I've made and that people I know have made because they saw somebody in person. And that person is more likely, if you do get to speak to them for a few minutes, to be to take your call or to keep the correspondence going if you didn't make a jerk of yourself in person. It's just that way. It's the law of reciprocity, and it's the fact that they've known you and seen you, and you made the commitment to visit their event. You get a little bit further ahead in the pack. Still doesn't mean they're going to promote your product yet, because there's a lot more to tell you about. Okay, now the next thing is you must give this person your product, this joint venture, potential joint venture partner. Do not, under any circumstances, expect them to buy your product. I mean, this is just ludicrous. If you really knew what was going on, you would never in a million years suggest that they buy your product. I don't care how expensive your product is. Because I have stacks of stuff in here that people give me, begging me just to look at them. All right? And so do all the other joint venture partners. So we have enormous numbers of people to pick from. So if you expect us to buy your product just to help you promote it, you are crazy. You'll get kicked out so fast your head will spin. All right? So give the product to the person. If it's a physical product, have it mailed as if it was going to a customer so that they could see what they're promoting. Because remember, this joint venture partner has a reputation to uphold. You might be brand new and you can screw up and nobody's ever heard of you. So it doesn't make any difference, but it makes a darn big difference to me, who sweated blood for 16 years creating a reputation. And you can't expect me to promote something that I don't even know if it's any good. So I want to see it the same way it's going to go to a customer. I want to see it from the same shipping company or fulfillment company and the packaging and the all the stuff, so that I can know what I'm going to be promoting to my list. Because if it's garbage and I promote it, then they're never going to trust me again. And I'll tell you, your deal is not worth it when it's going to kill all the rest of my deals for years. You know, so it better be good, and don't expect me to buy it, because I can just say, heck with you, I got 20 other people here begging me to do stuff. Okay, so give them your product. Now, another thing you can do to entice joint venture partners, and sometimes they're also, you'll hear the term, hear them called super affiliates, which means that they have a power in a group or power over a group or control of a group of people and have the ability to sell enormous amounts of stuff. And you can be a super affiliate in one field and not in another. For instance, I would never be a super affiliate for parenting type products, because even though people on my list are parents, they're not on my list because of that. They're on it because of public speaking and internet marketing. So I wouldn't be a super affiliate for parenting products. You'd want to go to people that have parenting lists and big lists of people who are on the list because they want to be better parents. Those would be super affiliates. But that person that has a list of people wanting to be better parents would never be a great super affiliate for my public speaking stuff or my internet marketing stuff, because the people on their list that are interested in parenting are not necessarily interested in the other, you know, public speaking and internet marketing. So you have to make sure that your stuff is appropriate for the list. That's a big thing that we'll get into a little bit more later. But What I want you to know is that if a person is a super affiliate, got a big list of people that's well known for buying stuff, you may want to offer that person an extra commission above what you'd normally give as an affiliate commission. And this is very common. In some cases, up to 75% commission. There's even cases where you give the person 100% commission, maybe for a limited period of time, or something like that, to really set yourself apart from the pack. And sometimes you just give a permanent higher commission. A good example of this is ClickBank. The people that make the most money on ClickBank, the average commission, from what I just read, affiliate commission is 65%. The maximum, I believe, at ClickBank is 75%. But the average for the high-selling people is 65%, because they know that there's a lot of competition, and if they only offer 50 or 40 or 30%, the affiliates don't want to bother with them, because they can go to some other product and get 65% or 75%. See? So one thing is to offer an extra commission to attract a joint venture partner. All right. I mentioned it earlier, but you got to be patient because a lot of times a joint venture partner will have things scheduled 3-4 months in advance. They might have product launches in the works that are eating up every available mailing. You know, I mean, most people can't mail every day. So you can't decide that you want to approach a person and then just think that they're going to immediately next week, you know, sell your stuff. So you must be patient. You must be easy to work with. Again, you always have to keep in mind you're one of 20 or 30 people that's chasing that joint venture partner at any time. So you're in competition with them. So not only does your deal have to be good, you better be easy to work with, because why should they pick you if you're a jerk and pushy and obnoxious if they can go and find somebody that's easy to work with? You know, it just doesn't make sense. And what many of the newbies do is they don't have a clue of the life of a joint venture partner. All they can think about, they're almost like little kids when you call them little newbies or babies in the industry, because all they can think about is themselves. Oh, I got a great idea. I created a great product. You should promote it because the world needs it. Yeah, well, that's, you know, we've heard that thousands of times, and it's a big joke to us. And if you come with that attitude, we're going to tell you to take a hike, or we're going to ignore you, not take your calls, not answer anything of you, because you don't know how to play the game. You don't understand our world. And tell you, if you don't like that, don't go after the big joint venture partners. That's okay. In many cases, you're going to need to start smaller anyway and go over, instead of going for somebody with a list of 50,000, go for somebody with a list of 3,000 people, because they haven't paid their full dues yet, and they're more hungry probably than the person with 50,000, and you can make more mistakes and maybe still get a deal going. Okay, so that's one way, is just don't shoot for the moon and blow your chances, because that big list owner, you can be sure, knows a bunch of other big list owners in that field, and if you make a jerk of yourself to that one, he or she's going to tell all the other ones, and you're done. You might as well just quit, because you're never going to get any of them to go with you if you act like a jerk. So you got to be patient and easy to work with. Okay, now when you get your chance finally, let's say you've located a person, they're willing to hear you out on your deal. Don't blow it at this point, folks. If you made it all the way that far, I'm going to give you some things that you must be ready for so that you don't blow your chance when you get it. And the first thing is the product must be appropriate for their list. I used an example a little earlier about parenting. You know, and the reason that came to mind is because there's been several people over the years come to me and try to make this stretch. Oh, Tom, you've got this big list of 100,000 people, and a lot of them are parents, so you should promote our parenting product to your list. And I'm sitting there thinking, all right, you don't know how to play the game. You don't understand that if I would promote that parenting product to my list of people who are on my list for public speaking and internet marketing, you don't understand, because you've never sat here and gotten cussed out in 18 different languages around the world, because we're in 80 countries, and you haven't seen 5,000 people unsubscribe in about less than 6 hours because I sent something that wasn't appropriate for why they're on the list. Yes, they might be parents, but they're not on my list because they're parents. You'd be better off taking that product to somebody that's got a parenting list, say. So if you come with an inappropriate product for the list, no matter how good much money you offer me, no matter how sweet a deal it is, I'm going to tell you to take a hike. Now, I might, if you're nice and you're being nice and you just don't know any better, I might not tell you to take a hike. But I'm going to get rid of you somehow because you're wasting my time. You obviously don't know how to play the game. You have no chance on earth of succeeding with trying to promote a product to the wrong list. So you're wasting everybody's time and effort. So the first thing is the product better be darn appropriate. And how do you know that? You go back and you sign up for the person's list and you see what they have been promoting. You look at back issues and you read their blog back for a couple months or more and you see the kinds of things that they're into and the people want. So, and if yours doesn't fit, it's too bad. You just go to the next thing. Because all of us big list owners have heard people like you, beginners, try to make a stretch of why your product is perfect for our list. And we've been working this list for years, and we know that you're crazy, and you don't know it. See? So don't make a fool of yourself and ruin your chances by approaching the wrong person with the wrong product. All right, the right person with the wrong product, whichever. Okay. Next thing, there must be enough money in the deal. In other words, your product must cost enough to make it worthwhile for a major list owner to promote it. And here's another thing you might not understand. Some of the things I promote to my list, I get a $2,000 commission on. $2,000, all right? So if you come to me, and you say, well, Tom, I got this $9.95 ebook, and I'll give you 50%, or I'll give you 75%. To me, I'm thinking, you don't know how to play the game, take a hike. Because I don't want to burn one of my mailings and make a piddly little amount of money when, you know, I have to sell 200 of your piddly ebooks to equal one of the other thing that I get. You know, a thousand, that's for $1,000. I didn't sell 400 of to get $2,000 commission, see? So, don't approach a big list owner with something that the money just doesn't make sense. Even if the product's appropriate, if there's not enough money for the commissions, of the list owner, it's not worth them mailing because most big list owners, every time they mail, they get so many people unsubscribe. Even if the product's appropriate, or even if the email is appropriate, it's just the nature of big lists that it might just be that email was the straw that broke the camel's back. People were really frustrated. They can't handle the enormous amounts of spam and emails they get. So they just start cutting everywhere. And so I don't want my email to get cut just because I'm trying to get a $2 commission off of you. All right. Now, I don't mind somebody leaving if I'm trying to get a $2,000 commission because I will land a few of those and make a lot of money, which is enough to replace those people, you know, because every list has a value to each subscriber. And so it costs them so much to get the subscriber either by doing great search positioning and finding them on the web and putting the lots of websites up to grab these subscribers. So it costs people like me to get my subscribers, even if they're coming for free off of Google. There's still a cost to it, and there's still a value to each one. So if they unsubscribe because I sent them this email and I only had a chance of making a little pittance off of it, well, I'm not going to do it. I mean, I might have done it when I was younger and didn't know any better. Or a smaller list owner might do it because they're more hungry. But don't approach a large list owner with, a product that doesn't have enough money to go around. I mean, it will not work for you. Okay, now, the next thing is a really important thing, too. And not all the list owners will hit you with this, but most big ones that have been around a while will. They're going to, let's say there's enough money in the deal. Let's say the product is appropriate. So you pass those first three tests. The next one, you still haven't passed. And that's, I don't want you to try to make that list owner your guinea pig. And what that means is if you don't have any kind of proven sales on this product, even if it's small amounts, don't go to that list owner and ask them to mail to their people and hope that we get some sales. You're asking that list owner who sweated blood and worked day and night and built tons of websites and search engine positioning and probably paid for certain placements and pay-per-click, you're asking them to send a mailing out with no guarantees that any money's going to come back. I mean, not even an inkling that there has, that there could be any money to come back. Because you haven't proven that your sales letter can take somebody and get them to pull their wallet out of their pocket and give you money. You haven't shown that. So a list owner might ask you when you promote your deal to them, well, what's your conversion rate on your sales letter? And if you stand there like Elmer Fudd and go, I don't know, guess what the next thing is? Take a hike. All right? Because it's not worth it to that list owner to be your guinea pig. Because if I sent out to 100,000 people and I get nothing back from you in sales commissions, I've just lost 5,000 subscribers and wasted a mailing and got nothing in return. So now I have to replace those 5,000 people, which might be worth $1 or $2 a piece to me, and I didn't get anything for it. So you totally wasted my time. Well, after doing that a couple times in my earlier career, I'm not going to do it, and neither is any other big list owner unless they owe you a big favor or you're one of those, you know, good-looking bimbos that, you know, talk them into it, all right? So don't go in there without any sales figures. And then you might say, well, Tom, how can I have any sales figures if I don't have a mailing list? Well, that's when you learn how to use pay-per-click. Now, Google AdWords is very difficult to learn, but it certainly will work for you. So take your time and learn Google AdWords and drive some traffic to the page. We've moved all of our money out of Google AdWords, to tell you the truth, and gone to Facebook at the time of this recording. Much easier to use, much less regulation. Still, you have to learn how to use it or they won't show your ads if you're doing something stupid. So you do have to take the time to learn how to use it. But drive some traffic to your sales letter. Count how many people visited the sales letter. Count how many people bought. Because even if your numbers are small, or let's say you get a small list owner that's got 500 people, and you can sell two or three of your things out of it, at least you're coming to me with some kind of figures. So here's a scenario of what you would say to me if I ask you, what's your conversion rate? Well, you would say, Tom, we tested it with a small group. A person had a list of 500 people. We had 500 people get the announcement. We had about 150 people click through to check out the sales letter, and out of those 150, we sold three of our $497 packages. Well, I don't know what the conversion rate is there. You'd have to do the numbers. But just the fact, if I'm sitting there thinking, this person knows what they're doing. Even though they're beginners, they're coming to me properly. They're coming to me with some figures to tell me, well, look, Tom, we tried this and we found this result, and we're thinking that with your list of more warm customers, then maybe we can even do better. So just the fact that you're coming to me talking like that, even if the numbers kind of sucked, I'm thinking, wow, this person knows how to play the game. And so you just passed the next test. Still doesn't mean I'm going to mail for you. But you've made it to third base, and you're ready to round to make a home run here pretty soon. Because I'm going to look at your sales process now. I'm going to look at your sales letter. I might see why it's not converting as well. I'm going to dig in and see the list about the list that you sent it to see what they're all about, what type of people they are. And then if I say, well, I think we can do better than this if you would tweak some things on your page, and I'll do a warm email for you. Or I'll even suggest possibly we do a teleclass. However, it's hard for me to do a teleclass with you if I've never heard you on a teleclass, because I had one lady that was great on what she did as a living. She totally sucked as a teleclass, and it was I was so embarrassed. I was pulling teeth to get her to say what she was supposed to say, and then she'd contradict me, and she just made an ass out of both of us. So it's very unlikely I'll put you on a teleclass unless, of course, you come to me with a recording of how well you did on another teleclass. See? So, but I still might do an email for you if you come to me with the appropriate product, there's enough money in it, you give me some type of conversion rate figures, and you don't ask me to be your guinea pig. So, if you do those things, if you find partners that are appropriate, get to them, meet them in person if possible, give them an extra commission to entice them, make sure you're easy to work with. And one of the things, if you do land a deal, if you finally land the deal, don't make the joint venture partners work. So you get all the way to the end, and then here would be a mistake that would kill the whole deal. Expect the joint venture partner to write up an email and set everything up and go and sign up for your affiliate program and do all this work when they're really busy. You should do all of that. You should write sample emails that they can tweak for their list. You should write sample questions for them if they're going to have you on a teleclass. You should sign them up for the affiliate program and give them the link. Don't make them work, because I've seen deals get all the way to the end, and then I've been involved in them. I got all the way to the end, good deal, and then they want me to write stuff and go sign up, and I'm desperately busy from morning till night, and the deal fell apart because they didn't make it easy for me to participate. See, so don't let it fall apart at that point. So if you do all that stuff, folks, I suggest you go back and outline this audio and write it down. And if you do this seriously and do it the way I just outlined for 90 days, I mean, I don't care if you're working morning till night, it's worth it. The end result is worth it, because you could be in front of a million people, warm leads that never heard of you, if you do use this method. So, go out, joint venture. Can't wait to see your great promotions you come up with. Catch you later. This is Tom Antion.